Om Sai Ram. May Baba's powerful grace be on each one of you. Today, I will be talking about a staunch devotee of Baba as mentioned in the book Sai at 366, the happening on 19th March, which talks about a falling star. Tatya Saheb Nolkar reached Shirdi, Sai Baba's proximity. "O Tatya, good that you have come. How many days do you wish to stay here?" asked Sai Baba. "I do not want to return Pandharpur further. Please allow me to stay in Shirdi only. I have come here after delivering a judgment related to the temple of Panduranga Vithala. Kindly allow me not to touch my pen to write judgments on rivalries and malice of ordinary human beings again. Let the divine judgment be my final judgment," pleaded Nolkar. He stayed back in Sai Baba's proximity. Nolkar was the reason for the performance of first ever Guru Purnima in Shirdi. In the tradition of performing aarti to Sai Baba, Nolkar was the first to offer aarti to Sai Ma. Due to diabetes, Nolkar was suffering with tumor. It was giving him much trouble. He got more tumors on his body. His health was deteriorating. He was to remain on bed. His sons Vaman Rao and Vishwanath, his friend Neelakanta Ramachandra Sahasrabuddhe, were doing service to him or taking care of him. Nolkar never prayed to Baba to reduce his ill health or sickness. It was getting difficult for him to go even to Dwarka Mai to have darshan of Sai Baba. Even he was not fortunate enough to have Sai Baba's darshan while he was going to Lendi. Nolkar did not blame anyone for this. Even his karma. "Is Sai Baba not aware of this?" was Nolkar's inner feelings. He had sent his son to Sai Baba requesting for a darshan to him. Nolkar's son informed Sai Baba about his father's request. In the meantime, Sai Baba granted Nolkar the Dura Darshana Siddhi, which means allowing Nolkar to watch him from his bed till Dwarka Mai. Nolkar was able to watch Sai Baba playing with a child in Dwarka Mai. What more can Nolkar ask from Sai Baba? Nolkar clearly understood that his last moments was nearing. He has taken holy water from Sai Baba's divine feet for the last ever time in March. "One biggest star has fallen from our masjid," Sai Baba said these words in sitting in the masjid. Nolkar remained ever as a star in the sky. The moral of the story: it is only one and only one, our Sadguru Sai, who can understand each and every inner feeling that goes by in a devotee's mind or thoughts? It's not necessary that we explicitly tell Saima what we go through. He supports with all our requirements per the situation. Continue to have faith and patience on his decisions and pray to Baba that our last moments of life should always be peaceful and happen in the Naam Jap of Sai Baba. Bow to Shri Sai. Peace be to all. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com. Jai Sai Ram.